Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We here at Sugar Hill Church love you guys. We're super grateful that we'd get to spend a few minutes of your day with you. And I know in these uncertain times, maybe you just need somebody to talk to. Maybe you've got a prayer request. Maybe there's some way that we could serve you. Please don't hesitate to let us know. One of the easiest ways is just to simply drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, today on the podcast, I just want to take just a moment with a brief idea of talking about where we fix our eyes or where we focus our eyes or where we keep our eyes. Now, many of you know that I grew up in Mississippi, and there's a lot of Mississippi sayings that are so funny, but this one is sort of a practical truth, and maybe you've heard it. Here's how the old saying goes. It says, you can't soar with the eagles if you're running with the turkeys. Now, let me say that again. You cannot soar with the eagles if you're running with the turkeys. Now, that's a great lesson. I mean, that's a lesson that gets taught to kids, but it also has a great ramification in our spiritual lives as well. And so over these days of uncertain time, what many of us have found is that our schedules have been disrupted and that there's a new space in our schedule that we didn't have before. And so I want to think about, where do you fix your eyes during that time? Where do you keep your eyes? Think about it this way. You should invest less of your time in the things that drag you down. Whether that's relationships or shows or other endeavors, we should spend less with those things because they will take us down. Let me give you an example of that. If you hang out with people who have no ambition, chances are you're going to have little ambition. If you hang out with people that are critical, chances are you're going to become critical. And so the idea is that we would spend time with the people around us that influence us in a positive way. Here's what the Bible says in Hebrews 12 and verse 2. It talks about this from a spiritual growth standpoint. It says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Think about that. He says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. See, this is why it's so important to pay attention to where we spend our time. This is why we say around here that we need to spend time with Jesus every single day. That's why we produce the weekday podcast. That's why we have the sister podcast, weekdaymeditation.com. That's why Pastor Chuck has devoted so much of his energy to produce power routines, ways to get us to spend time with Jesus. The reason why this is so essential is because your spiritual growth depends upon it, that you become more like Jesus when you spend more time with him. And so today, I want to encourage you with this new schedule, with this new norm for the next couple of weeks, to find a special spot where you can spend time with God each and every day. Maybe you'll start with 5 or 10 or 15 minutes a day. It doesn't matter when you do it. The idea is just to do it. You can grab your Bible, you can grab the Bible app, you can find your favorite chair, you can read for a few minutes, and then talk to God about what's going on in your life. In fact, if you're new to this, I would rather you spend 1 minute in prayer 10 different times throughout the day than 10 minutes in prayer one time a day. Just try it. Start somewhere. Jesus did this. Jesus made a habit of going to a place where he could talk to his heavenly Father. In fact, check out Luke 22, verse 39. It describes Jesus as going to the Mount of Olives to pray as usual. This is something that Jesus did. And so here's the principle of today, that if Jesus made it a point to spend time with his heavenly Father, wouldn't that habit benefit you and me as well? It's the only way you'll really start to become more like him. It's the only way that you'll begin to grow and your faith become richer by keeping your eyes on him. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today, but I do want to encourage you, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and also be sure to visit our website and our social media accounts so that you can stay in tune and up to date with the plans as they continue to progress. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.